Like this morning to turn to the book of 1 Timothy, book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1. We'd like to read verse 15. 1 Timothy, chapter 1, we'll read verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, or worthy to be received of all, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul begins by saying, this is a faithful saying. He used this phrase in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Used it again in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And he used it again in Titus chapter 3. This was his way of underscoring what he felt to be especially important. Something very, very important. In our text, this is a faithful saying, has reference to Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So what Paul is saying is, Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. This is all important. This is no trifling matter. Faithful is the word. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. In other words, this is true. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is accurate. This is genuine. This is real. This is verifiable. This is something that Paul is saying, I can verify. Many, many others can verify, and the scriptures verify, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So when he said, this is a faithful saying, he is saying, this is so very, very important. And I know this for certain. Now, how did Paul know this to be true? Well, he knew it for three reasons. He knew it because God's word declared it to be so. He also knew by personal experience. Notice there in the latter part of verse 15, after he said Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I. In other words, Paul had experienced this salvation, which is only in Christ. So he knew that it is so because the scriptures declared it to be so. He knew it was so because he had experienced the saving power of Jesus Christ. But he also knew it to be so because he knew of others that had experienced the saving power of Jesus Christ. So this is a faithful saying. This is true. This is accurate. This is verifiable. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Therefore, because it is faithful, because it is true, because it is verifiable, it is worthy of all acceptation. That is, you can trust in it. This deserves to be received and welcomed by all. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we want to speak this morning on this fact that's of the subject salvation. Salvation for sinners. We want to consider the statement of our text, which is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then lastly and very briefly, we want to consider what that means. But first of all, consider the statement itself. Christ Jesus. That speaks of an incomparable person. Christ Jesus. That's a precious name. That's a very lovely name. A beautiful name. A very meaningful name. Christ Jesus. The name Christ, of course, means anointed. Christ Jesus came into the world. The very fact that he is Christ, the anointed, the sent one, that means that God sent him. God sent him. And if God sent him, that means he is prepared, he is qualified, and he is endowed for the work that God sent him to do, which, of course, is to save sinners. The name Jesus, meaning Savior, meaning Jehovah saves. Remember, the angel said to Joseph there in Matthew 1, verse 21, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." The most meaningful name, the most influential name that ever was, is that name, Jesus. Jesus is the greatest of names. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, that the name of Jesus is a name that is above all. It is a name that is above every name. It is the most illustrious name that there is. It is the most important of names. We read in Acts 4 and verse 12, "There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Referring to Christ Jesus. So we see the very first two words of our statement is Christ Jesus. Then notice what it says. It is Christ Jesus came. Christ Jesus came. Well, that obviously means that he existed before he came. You cannot come without existence. So he existed before he came. How did he exist? John 1, verses 1 and 2, "In the beginning was the Word," speaking of Jesus Christ, "and the Word was with God." So we know that he existed before he came with God. But it goes on and says, "And the Word," that is the same Word that was in the beginning, the same Word that was with God, that very same Word was God. This is how he existed. He was God. So he was God before he came. The same was in the beginning with God. So we see his existence before he came. Now, how did he come? John 1 verse 14 says, "And the Word," that is the Word that was in the beginning, the Word that was in the beginning with God, the Word that was God, the Word was made flesh. That tells us how he came. Christ Jesus, God, became human flesh. In other words, he was clothed in human flesh and he came. So in order to come, he must lay aside his heavenly glories. Christ Jesus came. And when he came, an angel said unto the shepherds abiding in the field, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Following that birth announcement, a host of angels filled the sky. And we are told that they were praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest." What were they singing about? What were they praising God for? They were praising God for the fact that Christ Jesus came. Christ Jesus came. And the angels who had never sinned, the angels who needed no Savior, the angels who needed no Redeemer, praised and sang God, and sang praises to God. Now, if the angels sang, who needed no Savior, who needed no Redeemer, how much more you and I ought to sing praises to God for this fact that Christ Jesus came. Thirdly, it says that Christ Jesus came into the world. Not a world prepared to greet and hail him as Lord. Not a world prepared to receive him. Not a world prepared to welcome him. But Christ Jesus came into the world. A world filled with hatred. A world filled with malice and rebellion. Christ Jesus, God Himself, clothed in a body of flesh, came into a fallen world, came into a guilty world, came into a perishing world that was going down into ruin. Christ Jesus came into the world. A world filled with confusion. A world filled with conflict. A world filled with struggle. A world filled with disappointment and fear and sorrow. A world filled with failure. A world filled with lust and selfishness and pride and covetousness and disobedience. Christ Jesus left the perfection of heaven and came into the world. How did he come? Well, he came as Christ Jesus. That means he came into this world possessing everything that the world so desperately needed. We read in Colossians 1 and verse 19, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." When Christ Jesus came into the world, all fullness dwelt in him. He has everything that the world needs. We read in Colossians 2 and verse 9, "For in him all the fullness of the Godhead." Everything that God is dwelt bodily in Christ. And he came. Christ Jesus came into the world. That leads us to the fourth thing. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. That little word, "to," is used to express his intention in coming into the world. It is used to express his purpose in coming into the world. Now, if Christ does not fulfill his intention and purpose in coming, then he's a failure. His purpose and his intention is to save. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. And he must save everyone that he intended and purposed to save. And that's why, again, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save
His people. It does not say that He will save everyone. It does say that He came to save His people. So Christ Jesus came. He came to save. Now the word save implies that there was a bondage, that there was a slavery, that there was a misery of some sort, that there was an imprisonment. There is the implication of a crisis. If someone needs to be saved from something, there's a crisis. And when we read that Christ Jesus came into the world to save, that immediately implies there was a crisis. He came into the world. The world was in a crisis. And He came to save. What is a crisis? Well, a crisis is a state of emergency. It is something that is dreadful. It is something that is very alarming, something that is desperate, something that is very, very pressing. And Christ Jesus came into the world to save. That is, Christ Jesus came into the world to set free. He came into the world to release. He came into the world to loose. He came into the world to rescue. He came into the world to spare from what we deserve. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. That implies an inability on the part of those who need saving. If they're able to save themselves, then Christ doesn't need to come and save them. So it immediately implies an inability. It immediately implies a state of helplessness on the part of those who need saving. Today, people are attempting to preach a Savior to a people who can save themselves. And that's contradictory of terms. That's a contradiction of terms. Christ Jesus came to save. That means what we have here is a God-sent, God-authorized Savior. But then notice the next thing. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world, sent of God, God authorized. God sent Christ into the world, God authorized Christ to save sinners. Now a sinner, you wouldn't think you would need to explain this, but I'm afraid in our day that most are unaware. A sinner is someone who has sinned. One sin makes you a sinner. A sinful nature makes you a sinner. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We read in 1 Kings 8 verse 46, "For there is no man that sinneth not." In other words, all are sinners. Romans 3 verse 23, "For all have sinned." If all have sinned, then all are sinners. You know what sinners do? They sin. That's what sinners do. That is why they are called sinners. So what does it mean to sin? Well, to sin is to transgress. That is, it is a breaking and an infringement upon the law of God. Sin, whosoever committeth sin, transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4. So sin is the infraction. Sin is the violation of the law of God. And all have sinned. That is, all have violated the law of God. That makes you a sinner. That makes you a guilty sinner. Our text openly and clearly states that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is, he came to set free sinners. He came to release sinners. He came to loose sinners. He came to rescue sinners. He came to spare those who have transgressed the very laws of God. He came to spare those who have rebelled against God Himself. Christ Jesus, God Himself, came to save those who have rebelled against Him. That's grace. That's mercy. Christ Jesus came into the world to save those who have risen up against Him as an enemy. The Bible presents sin as a rising up against God as an enemy. And Christ Jesus came to save sinners. He didn't come to offer salvation. He didn't come to make the sinner savable. He didn't come to help the sinner save themselves. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. He came to save them. He came to save those who are guilty. He didn't come for the innocent. There are none that are innocent. He came to save the guilty. He came to save those who are covered with filthiness. He came to save those who are covered with the vileness and the abominations and the corruption of sin. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. A sinner is someone who does what the devil does. The devil sins. And when you and I sin, we're doing just what the devil does. And Christ Jesus came to save people who do just what the devil does. That's grace. That's mercy. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Came to save those who are enslaved in sin. He came to save those who are entrapped. Those who are imprisoned in sin. Christ Jesus came in the world to save condemned sinners. Those who are alienated from God. He came to save those who are unacceptable to God and have no righteousness whatsoever of their own. Christ Jesus came into the world to spare perishing sinners. Not only are we perishing sinners, but we deserve to perish. And Christ Jesus came to save sinners. He came to save the hell deserving. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. To save sinners of all sorts. There is not a specific sin mentioned in the verse. It just states that he came to save sinners. We all sin. We don't all sin in the same way. But we do all sin. Christ Jesus came to save all sorts of sinners. He came to save drunks. He came to save pushers. He came to save pimps. He came to save thieves. He came to save liars and whoremongers and adulterers and murderers. And on and on and on and on you can go. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we said earlier that the very word save implies a crisis. And may I say today, there is no greater crisis than a sinner in his or her own sins. There is no greater crisis. To save implies danger. There is no greater danger than a sinner in his or her sins. To save implies that there is a problem. There is no greater problem than a sinner in his or her sins. To save implies something very serious. There's nothing more serious today than a sinner in his or her sins. One's health issues is not the most serious thing today. The fact that someone has lost a job is not the most serious thing. The most serious thing is a sinner outside of Jesus Christ. But Christ Jesus came to save sinners. And there is no greater need than a perishing sinner. If you're here today without Jesus Christ, if there has never been a time in your life where you turn from your sins and you turn to Jesus Christ and you know that He is your Savior, you are depending entirely upon Him and only upon Him, if that has never happened to you, you are in a crisis today. But the good news is, Christ Jesus came to save people just like you, sinners. If you're here today without Jesus Christ, you are in danger. You are in danger today of taking your final, your last breath upon this earth. You are in danger. Every breath you take brings you closer to danger, brings you closer to eternity. You are in danger. You have a very serious situation if you are here without Christ Jesus. Your body may be racked with disease, but I'm telling you, that's not the most serious thing with you today if you're here without Christ. You may have lost your job. You may not have any source of income. But that is not the most serious thing in your life right now. The most serious thing is that you are without Jesus Christ, which puts you in danger of dying in your sins. But glory to God, Christ Jesus came to save sinners. You see, this is God's remedy. This is God's solution to man's greatest problem, to man's greatest need. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. This is something truly amazing, that Christ would come to save sinners. That the great, that the holy, pure and sin-offended God, the very God who has the power to crush you and to cast you into hell, that very God would send a Savior for sinners is truly amazing. Christ Jesus came to save, to rescue, and to spare sinners. Again, we repeat, He did not come to help you save yourself. You can't save yourself. He did not come to make you savable. You're unrighteous. You're unworthy. He came not to offer salvation. He came to save. And I'm glad. I'm glad that I wasn't just offered salvation. He came and He saved my soul. Again, Matthew 1, verse 21, "Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." He came to rescue sinners from their sins. He came to rescue sinners from the death that sin brings. He came to rescue sinners from the guilt and the condemnation that sin brings. He came to rescue sinners from the alienation and from the enmity that sin causes. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to save them from the darkness, to save them from the bondage and the oppression that results from sins. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And when He came with the righteousness that the sinner so desperately needs. He came with the cleansing that the sinner so desperately needs. He came with the forgiveness that the sinner so desperately needs. He came with the pardon that the sinner needs. He came with the reconciliation, the peace, and the acceptance with God that the sinner needs. He came having, possessing everything that the sinner needs. If you're here today without Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus has everything you need. Everything you need to be saved. Everything you need to be rescued. He has it today. Don't look anywhere else but in Christ. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. No wonder. No wonder a heavenly host filled the sky singing glory to God in the highest. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So what does this mean? Well, this speaks of the greatest possible love. There is no love that can even be mentioned in the same breath as the love that caused Christ Jesus to come into the world to save sinners. Paul described it in Ephesians 2 and verse 4 as His great love wherewith He loved us. And in Ephesians 3 and verse 19 He said that it was a love that passeth knowledge. It is a love for sinners. It is a love for sinners who have rebelled, who have transgressed, and who have broken the very laws of God. It is a love for filthy sinners, for vile, wretched, and wicked sinners. A love for the hell-deserving. Oh, the wonder of God's love. There's also The fact that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. If that is so, and it is, then there's hope. There's hope. There is hope for sinners. There is hope for Caucasian sinners. For Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. There is hope for black sinners. There is hope for Oriental sinners. There is hope for Hispanic sinners. There is hope for Muslim sinners. There is hope for sinners. But the hope is only in Christ Jesus. There is no hope anywhere else. There is no hope in the baptismal waters. There is no hope in church membership. There is no hope in doing good. There is only hope in Christ. For Christ Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus said in Matthew 9 and verse 13, "For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And in Matthew 18 and verse 11, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost, that which was ruined." And may I say today, there is hope. For those who have ruined their lives, there is hope. But only in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That being so, you and I that have been saved have a responsibility, have an obligation, and ought to have a burden and a desire to tell sinners everywhere where they can find hope. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You look at some sinners and they disgust us. They're disgusting. They're filthy. They're vile. But may we never forget our sin disgusts God. And may we never forget, for that disgusting sinner, that one that disgusts us so much, the one that makes us sick, Christ Jesus came in the world to save such. And the only hope that that poor sinner has is in Christ Jesus. And you and I, knowing that, we have an obligation and we ought to have a burden to point them to Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what they're doing. We can present them the hope of Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. So you believe that Christ is going to save everybody? No, I don't. But whom Christ saves, that's His business. That's entirely His business. You don't even enter into that business. It's really none of your business. The only thing you need to know is that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. And therefore, as far as humanly speaking, everyone I come in contact with, there's hope for them in Christ. But that's the only place. So if you're here today, and you've never experienced saving power of Christ, and we could preach another message on the saving power of Christ. When I talk about experiencing the saving power of Christ, I'm not asking you if there was ever a time in your life when you prayed a prayer. Lord, I'm a sinner, and I'm trusting you today, or something along those lines. That's not what I'm asking. Have you experienced the saving power of Jesus Christ? It is a power that changes your life. It is a power that changes everything about you. Have you experienced the saving power of Jesus Christ? He's your only hope. He's your only hope today. You say, well, I'm a member of Home Baptist Church. I assure you that there are those burning in hell right now who at one time were members of Home Baptist Church. I assure you of that. Being a member here or anywhere else will not save your soul. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And you're a sinner. You've broken the laws of God. You're guilty before God, and you have nothing. You have nothing to offer God on your behalf. If you can feel yourself such a sinner, call upon Christ Jesus to save your soul. I'm telling you, He can save you right where you are. You don't have to come down here to be saved. He can save you right where you are. But I'm here to tell you, if God saves you right where you are, you're going to want to come down here to let everybody know that the Lord saved your soul. And we've said it over and over and over again, but it bothers me when people say, I got saved. I didn't get saved. Jesus saved me. He saved me. Don't ever forget who it was that saved you. And if He came into the world to save sinners, He came to save me. He came to save me. And can I not serve Him? Can I not give my life to Him? He came to save me. Seems to me that I would want to do everything I could to bring honor and glory to His name. If you're here and lost today, I'm telling you there's hope. There's hope in Christ. But that's the only place that there is hope. We don't want you to go from here thinking that it's hopeless. There is hope. There is hope in Christ. You and I that have been saved by the grace of God, oh, how we ought to go from here rejoicing that Christ Jesus came into the world to save me. He came in the world to save me. I can put my name in place of that word sinner. He came to save me. That means something to me. That means something to you that are saved. Brother Larry, if you'd come.